My father greeted me at the front door. 5 suitcases loomed behind him. "I know what you've been doing," he declared. "Shh," I said, and put a finger to his lips. "Shh." I danced past my stunned father. I drifted into my tiny windowless room, and for 8 hours I lay on my bed and let myself be happy. I still wonder about Matt Fisher sometimes. Is he married now? Has 2.2 kids? Does he ever tell stories about the craziest girl he ever knew? Kissed her one night, never saw her again? My father was gone when I got up in the morning. He returned around 12, slapping the fake ID into my hand. "And I don't want to hear it about the names," he said, as I arched a brow at my new identity as Tanya Nelson, daughter of Michael. "Trying to get paperwork at a moment's notice already set me back 2 grand. But you picked the names. They were all the guy could give me. But you brought home the names," I insisted. "Fine, fine, whatever." He already had a suitcase in each hand. I stood firm, arms crossed, face implacable. "You pick the names, I pick the city. Once we're in the car." "Boston," I said. His eyes went wide. I could tell he wanted to argue. But rules are rules. A family is a system. When you have spent your life running from the bad thing, you have to wonder what it will feel like one day when it finally catches you. I guess my father never had to know. The cops said he stepped off the curb and the speeding taxi killed him instantly, sent his body soaring 20 feet through the air, his forehead connected with a metal lamppost, caving in his face. I was 22, finally done slogging through an endless procession of schools. I worked at Starbucks. I walked a lot. I saved up money for a sewing machine. I started my own business, making custom-designed window treatments and matching throw pillows. I liked Boston. Returning to the city of my youth had not left me paralyzed with fear. Quite the opposite, in fact. I felt safe amid the constantly moving masses. I enjoyed strolling through the public garden, window shopping on Newbury Street. I even liked the return of fall, where the days became oak-scented and the nights cool. I found an impossibly small apartment in the North End where I could walk to Mike's and eat fresh cannolis anytime I wanted. I hung curtains. I got a dog. I even learned to cook corn tamales. While at night I stood at my barred fifth-story window, cradling my mother's ashes in the palm of my hand, and watching the nameless strangers pass below. I told myself I was an adult now. I told myself I had nothing left to fear. My father had directed my past, but I owned my future, and I would not spend it running anymore. I had picked Boston for a reason, and I was here to stay. Then one day, it all came together. I picked up the Boston Herald and read it on the front page. 25 years later, I'd finally been found, dead.